Hello, this is Harley, and I am responding to a request that's actually pretty interesting and something that you don't see very often in this thread. This was the picture that was posted for the Mythos War. Swear yourself to a god, get a level, power, unfortunately you also make an enemy, so you have a penalty. So, the rules to picking, there's, what, 6 different gods, and they each have their powers and their penalties. You can't have powers and penalties of the same god. It has to all be different. Now, the exact numbers, I don't quite understand, because I'm just not a number person, but I find this, I actually enjoy this, because I know a bit about the world of H.P. Lovecraft and all of his crazy shenanigans that he came up with. The man was a genius, and effectively was the creator of sci-fi horror. And yeah, so Cthulhu is my best bud, and I love him because he drives people crazy. And then the other two, the patron of sorcerers, and then the endless nuclear chaos. I don't know that much about those two. I don't know that much about the Yog-Sothoth incarnation of time and space. But I think I recognize the yellow sign for the Tattered King. I believe that might be what it is. Maybe, or something. And then I know Narlothotep is how I used to say it. I actually had, when I had my old fish tank, I had a snail that I named that because Narlothotep is like this weird, funky looking thing. So I'm just gonna give a general just because I don't fully understand it and there's so much and I'm gonna be reading. I don't really care for anything from the patron of sorcerers. I'm not much of a spell person, playing D&D and all the other stuff, I just don't really care. Now the actual setup of this for the, powers and penalties reminds me a lot of the RPG game Savage Worlds, which is a very, very, like, dumbed-down version, like a gaming thing, is you have your character sheet, and you have your skills, and there's so many dice, and it's just very simple. It's a very good introductory RPG game for beginners who just don't know about anything, because D&D, basically, D&D anything is very, very overwhelming, especially if you started at a different level from one. And then Pathfinder, which is my preferred game, just because it's, like, D&D's awesome, like, younger cousin who is just better in every way. but I love Pathfinder. Pathfinder is amazing. But anyways, so I have to go, okay. So I don't care for patron or sorcerers, and I'm just going to highlight some things that I do like. So for Cthulhu, the first one, prophetic dreams every night, they give you guidance and reveal secrets. I like that. The lucid dreaming, enter other people's dreams, manipulate dreamscapes, torture and interrogate through dreams, go deeper, normal people can't resist, but watch out for occultists. That's pretty, basically anything with dreams is awesome. Not necessarily what I am picking though. The Azathoth, tireless. You can run or work all day at night. Warnings, you still need to sleep and dream or you'll go mad. Project energy, stores fires. I don't care about that. Yog-Sothoth, teleportation. It's useful, but we named our car after it. Byaki, which is a creature that teleports. There you go. So I don't need Yogg-Sothoth. So pathetic. So for the Tattered King, the dude in front of the yellow sign, chaotic touch 1 hour, machine glitches maybe 25% of the time, entropic touch, locks break, wood rots. Interesting. So basically you just fuck shit up. And then Narlosvitap, Devil's Charisma, convince anyone of anything. Master Manipulator, everyone likes you as soon as they meet you, however they tend to have,
Okay.
So, you know, I would probably, honestly, with just how I work as a person, I'm pretty manipulative. I really like Cthulhu's prophetic dreams, every night. They give you guidance and reveal secrets. I like that because I think that's just legit. And then I really like, Narlothotep, for the charisma stuff, for 1 and 2. So I think that would bring me to, 1, 2, 3, 4? I think? If I understand this correctly. And even if I don't, so that would be +4, and then my minuses. I wouldn't mind Azathoth's bipolar. Oh god, I can't sleep or dream. Well, that's not useful. Never mind. Let's not do that one because that's directly unhelpful to myself. let's do the, so the Patron of Sorcerers, 5% of the time when you do something supernatural, it malfunctions. Okay. I'll accept that. I think that that is acceptable. 5% isn't that bad. Now, the next one is pretty bad. Monsters hop out of your dreams and pursue you through the physical world. No one else believes they exist. If you get too many wounds, you may be put into a mental hospital because people think you're harming yourself. Legit. So I'm not going to go for that -2. So the -1 for Patron of Sorcerers. Get lost a lot, lose track of time, it's hard for people to contact you, calls don't make your phone ring, emails get lost. Oh, that would be horrible. Can I just have the -2 from that? That would be so much fun. Okay. So -2, you will often go through a door and find that it doesn't lead where you expected. Happens most often on Earth, so try spending time on other worlds, time glitches, sleep through a day, or Groundhog Day on occasion. That is very cool. Your substance is smeared across several universes. You die. Well, I don't think I'll do that one. Okay, so we have the -1... from Patron of Sorcerers, and then I have a 4, so I have to get 2 more. Let's look at the Tattered King. Interesting. Reality glitches, lose things, get lost, forget what you were doing. I do those things already. People are surprised to see you. Vague sense of unease. Difficult to get service at stores as people are convinced you shouldn't be there. See, now the second part of that I already do, but I'm a pretty friendly person, and I feel like I would have issues with that just because I like it when people like me. And then I can't look at Narlothotep. So let's look at Azathoth. Minus one bipolar, sometimes you are lethargic, sleeping 12 hours out of every 12 hours, either you are manic, unable to sleep or dream, finding it very hard to concentrate on anyone, fever chills. Okay, so that messes with my dreaming, but that's, wait, yeah, that's not that bad. So let's do the minus one from Patron of Sorcerers. The minus one from the Incarnation of Time and Space isn't that bad. So that's what? 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, there's those. Oh. Well, I can't do that one anyways. Sandra, here's the question. Would I rather be polar or would I rather get lost a shit ton? What's the minus two? Your tough drains. Touch drains things of energy. Nope, I can't do that. Nope. Okay. So we're gonna do the minus one from the Patron of Sorcerers and then I guess the minus one and two from Incarnation of Time and Space. Which, well, shit, that, fuck. That adds up to a four, so I don't need to do the minus one. Because I would rather, I don't know. See, this is hard. Okay, so I'm gonna take the minus one from Patron of Sorcerers, 5% of the time you do something supernatural, it malfunctions. I'm going to take the first minus one from the Incarnation of Time and Space, get lost a lot, lose track of time, it's hard for people to contact you, calls don't make your phone ring, emails get lost. No, I don't, fuck. Well, you gotta give some to get some, I guess. So I guess a minus one from the Incarnation of Time and Space. And then the minus one from Azathoth, Endless, Nuclear Chaos. Bipolar, some days you are lethargic, sleeping 12 hours every day, blah, 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 all that stuff. Yeah. So that's my decision. Those are my three, and then the four were the ones before. So that's fun. I feel like reading Mr. Lovecraft now, because I have a whole bunch of stuff. I have, like, a little Baby Cthulhu, like, backpack that I put my dice in when we go to gaming conventions. It's cute. Anyways, have fun. Thank you for this. Enjoy.